Sudan's Journalists for Children Association says children have grown up in a society where child rights are considered Western behavior. The group says in many Sudanese communities, child abuse is considered the same thing as disciplining a child. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Association member Hanim Adam Hussein says child abuse is still practiced in many communities because many people are not aware of child rights. Adam says teaching children about their rights in the school curriculum could help create awareness among communities and reduce the risk of child abuse in society.
The inclusion of child rights in the educational system is crucial, and it is the best way to resolve many challenges related to child rights in our community. Including it in the national curriculum will help them to be aware of their rights and reduce the risk of being abused.
Journalists for Children Association is a non-profit NGO established in 2017 with the aim of advocating for child rights in Sudan. The group is running public service announcements on radio, TV, social media platforms, and in magazines to educate communities about the rights of children. Adam says, despite efforts by authorities to reform laws that guarantee child rights in Sudan, some communities are still not adhering to the new regulations.
Some communities are still engaging children in female genital mutilation practices, despite that authorities have been doing a lot of awareness to end these practices. This violence is still being practiced on children in Sudan. That is apart from violence that the children are facing within families and on the streets and almost everywhere.
In July 2020, the Sudanese transitional government criminalized female genital mutilation, making the practice punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The Personal Status Act was also amended to allow Sudanese women to travel with their children outside the country without seeking prior approval from their spouses. The Sudanese personal status laws govern legal procedures that pertain to family relations, including marriage, divorce, child custody, and inheritance. Adam insists that including information on child rights in the national educational curriculum would change the attitudes of many Sudanese people.
There is a serious need to include these rights into the national curriculum and are taught in schools so that the society is able to make a commitment. Given the fact that there is different violence still being practiced against children in our educational institution, that is why it is very important to teach our children's values that can help them live in a reconciled community.
The Acting Secretary General for the Sudan National Council for Child Welfare, Najat Al-Assad, has welcomed the initiative and hope that the suggestions would be included soon into the curriculum.
We are hopeful that we will be able to include all the suggestions into the new curriculum. Even if part of the suggestion is included, until all rights are included into the different syllabus of all levels.
Sudanese women activists have repeatedly asked the transitional government to enact laws that protect children from all forms of violence, abuse, and child marriage. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.